I now have to rewrite the state of the state.
After the Democrats took two U.S. Senate seats in special elections Tuesday in Georgia, Cuomo says he has new hope that the federal government will help New York close what the governor says is a $15 billion budget deficit. Much of the gap is due to steep revenue declines because of pandemic-related economic shutdowns. Cuomo says the state was treated unfairly under the administration of President Donald Trump and Republicans in the U.S. Senate. They refused to approve any relief for state or local government. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has said that the state suffering deficits under the pandemic should consider declaring bankruptcy.
We want a return of the state's property that was stolen by Washington over the past 4 years. They wouldn't pass state and local funding, even though this state has a $15 billion deficit caused directly from COVID, which was caused directly by federal negligence.
The federal government is not likely to solve all of the state's fiscal problems, though, and the governor has already said he'll consider expanding sports betting and legalizing the adult recreational use of marijuana. Those actions could bring in $800 million a year in revenue when fully implemented. Cuomo and Democrats who lead the legislature also face growing pressure to impose new taxes on the state's wealthiest. A coalition of progressive groups and unions demonstrated outside Cuomo's New York City offices and plan more events later this month. Both legislative leaders are on record supporting new taxes for the wealthy. The governor has not ruled them out, but he continues to caution that it could cause the state's richest residents to leave and in the end would not raise that much money.
We have a $15 billion gap. That tax increase only raises 1.5.
Of course, the one issue overwhelming all of the others in 2021 is the ongoing and worsening COVID-19 pandemic and efforts to distribute a vaccine to the public as it becomes available. Early distribution programs have been rocky, and the governor on Friday expanded sites to include pharmacies, doctor's offices, and county health departments. Despite the rising rate of infection, Cuomo allowed 6,700 Buffalo Bills fans to attend a weekend playoff game. He says the pre-testing requirements and post-game contact tracing can be a pilot program for opening other larger venues, even before most people are vaccinated.
If you test negative, you could go into a restaurant. If you test negative, you could go into a theater. If you test negative, you could go into a commercial office building.
The governor initially said he wanted to attend the game, but he gave his ticket to a nurse instead, saying he had too much to do to get ready for Monday's speech. Cuomo also released some of his other 2021 proposals, including strengthening protections against evictions during the pandemic. And he also wants to change the rule that requires boards of elections to wait days or even weeks before opening absentee ballots. Instead, they could begin counting those ballots on Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.